to say something to start right. So, as I do a variety of things to follow ambitions and dreams, I've been pondering on this, or thinking about it, for a couple of weeks. For some reason, it's just been the front of my mind ever since a work colleague made mention about Pennsylvania. So I wrote a screenplay that I'm proud that I wrote. I think it's decent for it to be my first screenplay. It can obviously be better. I will say positive things about myself, but what I've recognized here, because all screenplays get edited, you know, as they go, no matter who the screenwriter is, I'm going to venture out and I'm going to start filming my movie. I wrote the screenplay and I want to see it made, so I'm going to make it. I've been working on several media projects in my work, freelance and career, and so I think now is a good time to do that. I'm gonna take these next couple of days and do my shoot, go out to the location. It just happened so that when I returned to to America, the United States of America, the place that I fictionalized will actually be, or would actually be, close to me. So that's exciting for me. And I'm going to get a couple of really good shots. So while we work to find our focus in life, personal, professional, spiritual, you know, I think this is a fantastic opportunity to do things that you've been holding on to, that you want to see them born. And so I wrote the screenplay with the idea of it being a film, so I'm going to start filming things. And I'm really excited about this opportunity. And I'm going to do everything. Like, I'm going to edit it and all that stuff, because, you know, I've recognized, if I'm already, I've already done what's necessary to get 50% there, let's finish the other 50%. If I'm asking people, when I interact with them or if I deal with them, to go all the way, then for me, I think I have to expect the same thing for myself. And that part will be super, super important to my growth journey. And I love that for me. Yeah, that's me driving in traffic and my car talks and stuff like that, right? But I'm blessed and I'm about to finish the magic that was given to me, because then I gotta work on images, so I'm gonna take some photos and stuff, and I'm really excited now more I talk about it. I'm glad I did this. I'm unsure what kind of podcast this is, but it's the conversation that this film is about to get made. Maybe Tyler Perry will buy it from me. You know, podcasts are like modern day, what do they call, you know, time capsules. They're modern day time capsules, just like social media is, you know, except it's not still. And so I'm curious to, you know, see, I just said Tyler Perry and movies and filming. And I do wonder, when I become an old man, or, you know, if I'm blessed to make that, how I'll look back and see my response or people's responses, if other people listen to me saying Tyler Perry picking up my movie and people talking about movies, like, or is it everything virtual reality? That's it, man. I'm excited, and you know, I hope me going after my dreams to connect to my inner being, myself, and the public that exists. Because even though people say the words "we are alone," none of us live in isolation. We always have a yin and yang, a communal relationship with life. Our life ends if we don't have the soil to produce the food, or if we don't have the person that produces the food. The food doesn't come from us. So with that, I'm glad to share this experience. I hope everybody is having a wonderful, wonderful day. And hey, I just thought about something I once saw in a movie. We'll see you at the movies. I don't know where I saw that. Maybe it was like on a movie I watched or in a theater. I don't know. Yeah, you got 6 minutes.